Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. MidwayUSA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Damn these Biloxi blues, it happens every night.
Yeah, every night.
And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine.
I have not.
The summer heat never treats me kind, it leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time.
Sick.
This highway does not know my name, and I don't care. No, I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare.
Right to the hook, right here.
Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Low budget live, not so live from the Low Budget Live Bar and Grill. Here in beautiful southern middle Tennessee, you bunch of low-lifers, you bunch of low-lifing son of a guns, welcome to the podcast for April the 25th. Hope all of you are doing well out there. And if you're just joining for the first time and you're wondering what a low-lifer is, well, that's what the listeners of this snotty podcast call themselves. Man, I'm a train wreck. I'm a train wreck, y'all. Recording this on Sunday, course, like always, try to, unless I record them early. Y'all know that. Sometimes the last few have been recorded a little early because I had a lot going on in life, but got home in the middle of the night from Wisconsin in the studio, MPFL Live Studios, and I've been fighting like some sinus. Like if you watch live and you heard me in the background, if you heard any of that on live or you're watching live fishing, it was me. I've been like, been messed up all week, man. Just got, drove almost 12 hours, left the studio. As soon as we hit the red button, it was over with. I jumped in the truck, came back home to the triple threat and the kids, because life goes on. Real life begins again. So, such an awesome experience though. Yet again, I'm grateful to each and every one of you that tune in, not only to this show, but to MPFL Live. I see the comments, see the messages you send me. I am honored to get to do that. It is my favorite thing that I've ever got to do in life around fishing, other than actually catching bass. It's amazing. It's a dream job. I'm super appreciative that the league lets me be myself and lets me be a part of what they've got going on. I get to work with my brother, Fat Cat Newton, one of my favorite people, James Watson out on the water, Tanner and Travis Lyons, twin visuals there, making everything look so good with their pictures and their videos they set up. And then the Fix production crew up there in the studio in Wisconsin, man. We've got a good thing going. Such a great team of people, great group of anglers. And I leave every one of those events, even Cumberland when it's crazy and it's weather shortened and all that, I just leave them so grateful. And the only thing I'm not grateful about is I just wish it was, the studio was in Nashville. Actually, I kid on that because I love Wisconsin. Weather was better this time, and I love that area up there, Appleton, Wisconsin. If you're from up there, you know what I'm talking about. It's a beautiful part of the world, man, and I I don't mind sitting and doing some windshield time. Some of you may be thinking, why don't you fly? Because the flight schedules up there are just silly, like when you can get in and out. So I like to put it in, you know, it'd take me like 7 or 8 hours to get there on a flight between layovers, getting to the airport early, blah, blah, blah. So 11 and a half, 12 hours, I put that GMC in the wind, son. Go up there, and I'm in control of my own destiny at that point. But yeah, I pulled basically an all day or into the night, running on about 3 hours sleep. But got in, got back home safe and sound, and grateful for that. Grateful for the sponsors of the show. As always, got to give a huge shout out to folks like StarTron, StarBright, down there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. StarTron kicking ethanol in the teeth and bringing you low budget live and low budget live, not so live. For several years now, I think we're in our fifth season, so to speak, of this craziness right here. Gets the ethanol out of your fuel tank, fights it, kicks it in the teeth. Right now you're seeing these gas prices go crazy. We're hearing, hey, we're going to allow more ethanol to be in the gas. You better just keep it in your pocket. Get to the gas station. Like a superhero right there. Like, go help your neighbor at the pump. You see him about to put that... No! Dump in the StarTron right there. Shake it up. Call them a lowlifer. You might get punched in the teeth. I'm not sure, but you'll be doing them a favor. They will realize that when ethanol gums up the works. If they karate chop you away from putting the ethanol free fuel treatment. See, I might screw that up. That's what happens when I get silly, man. They'll thank you later. That's what I'm getting at, basically, guys. StarTron, we appreciate the folks down there in Florida bringing you LBL Baitworks. More and more and more of y'all are using that Baitworks code. I'm getting them emails. I get the comments from you guys, the feedback. I emailed Baitworks this week to let them know how proud I was to be affiliated with a company that stands by their customer service, that has fast shipping. It's awesome. It's awesome. So thanks to you guys out there for using code Duncan-10 at Bait-Works. That's a code for the lowlifers. It gets you a break. Lets them know, hey, we listening. We're paying attention to what this idiot says on the microphone. Shows some support for the show. I really appreciate that. But if you're getting ready for your spring fishing, wherever you live in the country, weather's finally starting to take a turn for the better, thank God. And hopefully we got most of the cold behind us for the year. I know some of y'all up in the northern parts of the country had freaking snow last week. It was still cold in Tennessee too. Get you some tackle. Get ready. They got everything that you could need or want on there. And they got, if they don't have it, they got it coming. Baitworks.com, Duncan-10. Pro Guide Batteries. They just joined on MPFL sponsor, the official battery of the MPFL. It's awesome to see companies like Pro Guide supporting the industry. They're sponsoring a lot of anglers. They sponsor podcasts. Now the MPFL as well. They are supporting the sport. Take care of the people that support this industry. You can use code LBL10 to get you some of those new lithium batteries. They're bad to the bone, dude. I can't kill them. I have killed some batteries in my life, okay? I take pride in it almost because a lot of battery companies advertise you can't kill this battery. And I can assure you, you can. I have. And these new lithiums, man, from ProGuide, along with the 31 AGM, I'm running for a cranking battery. I just don't worry about it anymore. That's not a concern. And I've had so many battery issues. You guys hear me. I'm like a broken record every week talking about this. But I've had a lot of battery issues in my life, a lot of charger issues. Been running the ProGuides and running the PowerPole Charge for over a year now in the Express, and it's just lights out. It's great. It's great. So ProGuideBatteries.com, LBL10, get you some. And last but certainly not least, hang on a second. Hang the banner, the Bassmaster Classic winning banner right here. Express Boats, Hot Springs, Arkansas, high performance aluminum bass boat, 96-inch beam, C-deck flooring, rated for a 250 Yamaha show, or you can get that X19. If you don't want the 21, maybe it don't fit in your garage. The X19 is perfect, or maybe you're just like, well, I don't even want a bass boat. Their bay boats, one of the highest rated in the country. If you're around that salt area, those center consoles, those X-bays, bad to the bone. They got a boat for every situation. Express boats, the official boat of Low Budget Life and the Traveling Circus. And I cannot wait to get my new one. So many of y'all reaching out about the current X21 Pro I have, and it will be for sale very, very soon, within the next couple weeks, and will be available to put in your garage probably around like June 1st. That's what we're looking at, June 1st, about a month, a little over a month. Express boats, building excitement since 1966. All right, all right. Got all the rambling out of the way there. Whew. Whew, I'm brain dead. I'm brain dead, man. So brain dead. NPFL was amazing. Like I said, really cool week for a lot of reasons. And we're going to have the winner of the event on. I always like to do that after the league events. And we have a unique situation in the league this year where, you know, last year, obviously, it was kind of crazy how the year ended and all that. And but we've had some people join us this year, veteran pros. And what I mean by that is, you know, we got a lot of veteran anglers in our trail. But we got guys like Patrick Walters and Brad Knight, Daryl Davis, Jason Williamson joining us this year, Quentin Capo, some of these guys that have been out here at that highest level for a while now. And, I mean, to join the likes of the John Sokups and Keith Carsons and Bryant Smiths and Taylor Watkins, and I'm leaving out a ton, Buck Mallory's from last year. And, you know, we are starting to learn more and more about our field as we go along, who the hammers are, who the check getters are, who's good at this technique, who's great at this technique. And this week was really special because we got to see, unfortunately, we were right on top of a MLFLW RIP Forestwood Cup pro circuit event on Pickwick. And guys like Brad Knight and Daryl Davis and Keith Carson elected to go to that event versus the MPFL because we don't have a championship, right? We don't have a championship. AOI does pay very well, the Progressive AOI, this year, but we don't have that year-end championship, and obviously the Pro Circuit has the title championship, which pays a good chunk of change. So I don't blame those guys for going that route this week, but had a scheduling conflict. The only one we got all year, and it was this week. And one of our best events, for sure. Fish laying everywhere on bed, and it was crazy to see. But we still, at Cherokee, excuse me, back up, Cumberland, our first event, weather-shortened event, Patrick Walters was there, but he had to leave for Bassmaster Classic practice. So this was one I kind of had circled. It's going to be interesting to see. He's fantastic on Hartwell. He has several wins there, so much experience there. He gets it. He's dialed. And he was a guy that, I mean, obviously, I feel like if you pay any attention to the fishing board, you were like, this is his to win the time of year. He knows the drill. He's been on a roll, and he knows how to close, right? So we were all kind of, you know, looking forward to the week. And then day one, they just smash on them. Like, the weights were crazy way down into the field. And Patrick catches like a, you know, just a whatever bag, 14 pounds, and he's buried down there. And we had the conversation on live, can a guy come from 30th and take this because the weights were so tight? You know, even with a high 14s bag, he wasn't very far out of the top 10. Stacked up. We actually had a tie for first place between Brandon Perkins and Buck Mallory the first day. Co-leaders. Second day, Walters drops a bag, 19.6, biggest bag of the event, takes over the lead by 6 ounces going into showdown Saturday, the final day. And so it's like, uh-oh, here we go. He's doing what he does. He's out there chasing these herring fish. He's catching some betters. And he was super confident, he was super calm. But for me, it was very cool because we got to cover Patrick, watch him on Hartwell breaking it down. And I always liked Patrick on live when I've watched him on Bass Live and things. He's always really good about breaking down what he's doing. So I was really looking forward to getting to cover him, and it was a great day. But early in the day, and I want to tell a quick story before we call this guy, before we call our guest. Is on day two, so let me back up a day. So on day two, we send our cameras out there. We don't have live coverage on day one. We go day two, day three. So day two, the man we're going to talk to is in fifth place. gets a camera. He rolls out. Slow-ish morning. Not terribly slow. He's sight fishing. Sight fishing. He told me the night before, he said, dude, all I'm doing is looking at them. It's all I'm going to do. I'm going to bed fish until it's time to go back to Ohio. That's all I'm going to do. I got one little bait that's working. Sends me a picture of said bait. He's like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm using light line to trick these bad boys. And he caught 17 pounds first day. And he said, I think I got more coming, blah, blah, blah. All right. So early on day two, not really struggling. He's just got like two or three fish early. We make a decision. And I say we, production team, they move a camera. They go get his camera to move it to another angler that's moving up the leaderboard. Well, he just shows us because he catches over 14 pounds to be in the mix going into the final day. Pound 10 ounces off the lead. Drew 6. So he's giving us a hard time on stage, and we felt silly about it. We're like, daggummit. Of course, he called him, and he's in the mix. The guy we moved the camera to, Jesse Wise, also fantastic event, and called him as well once we got in the boat with him. So all was well. But we missed Drew catching his big ones in the afternoon. So Patrick takes the lead. The dust settles. We got our top five. We go out yesterday morning, showdown Saturday. And Drew pulls into his first area, and all of a sudden there's just big ones laying everywhere that weren't there the day before. And he picks off one almost 6 pounds. It was insane. And if you've kept up with professional bass fishing as much as I have, and I know so many of you do, and you've kept up with tournaments, I'm a tournament junkie. I love competing in tournaments. I love every detail about tournaments, how they catch them, how they didn't catch them, who sucked, who was great, what patterns prevail. I love all that. That's why I love getting to be on MPFL Live. Love it. And I get to get in these guys' heads. I get to watch them. I got all the cameras in front of me. I mean, I'm a junkie. Love it. And when it's your time, you can see it. And man, it was like David versus Goliath, and Drew didn't even care that Goliath was in the field. And what I mean by that is Patrick is a closer. Patrick had the lead, and Patrick had the most ace cards in the hole, in my opinion, going into the afternoon hours. We cut off live coverage at 2, but Drew smashing on live. Ends up dropping a bag over 19 pounds and not only wins, but beats the brakes off of the field. Beats the brakes. Let me just see here. Let me just one more time look at this leaderboard. Because this was awesome. Yeah, almost 5 freaking pounds. Beats the brakes off of the field. Drew 6. Impressive, man. So impressive. So we're going to call Drew. We're going to get him on the phone. Lots to learn about this guy. He is, and we're going to get into it here. He's a special human being for a lot of reasons. For a lot of reasons. And I think that good things happen to good people. And he had a very special week. He's a great angler and was deserving of this win, to say the very least. We're going to get him on the phone right now. Ohio's Drew 6. Just headed back home right now. What if he just sends us the voicemail after all that?
What's up, Luke?
Drew 6. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. Driving down the road. Just about to get to Charlotte.
Back to reality, right?
I'm not back to reality yet, man. we're not going to be there probably until Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. Okay, so after Brandon Perkins won last year, we did a show, and I think that in all professional fishing, it's taken for granted that most guys, other than maybe, I'll throw like 20, 25 guys out there in the entire sport, you know, they've got other things going on in life other than just, hey, I go bass fishing every day, and you're one of those guys. And now you've got, and a lot of our MPFL anglers are that way. I said that at Cumberland when it was a weather-shortened event. Guys couldn't hang around till Sunday or Monday to postpone it because they got real lives, just like I do. I do the commentary. I come back home. I go to work. You run your own business, and you said last night, man, I got to get back after it. I got to get back on the road. Very cool to me.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just listening.
Oh, no, you're good.
Yeah, man. It's like every time. So when I leave, I try to plan for the worst, right? Try to have all my ducks in a row,
yeah.
All my T's dotted and my I's crossed, right? Yeah. I always do it backwards because everyone freaks out and I do stuff like that. But I make sure everything's perfect, and then like it'll slowly start rolling downhill and the snowball gets big, right? So Monday I have a little, and it's all customers. I love customers. Obviously I couldn't do what I do without them, but customers, when you have customers, you also have to provide a service of communication.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a problem, every business, every job, every category, whether you're making mulch, digging dirt, building houses, or whatever, making dog food, there's always an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And someone has to be there for the collateral damage. Well, guess who has to be there for the collateral damages? That's me. I like to be, people call me a narcissist, control freak, whatever you want to call me.
OCD, maybe a little bit.
I'm not OCD. Maybe Kelsey's here with us too. She might, I don't know if I'm OCD. I'm just really particular how I want things handled.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, if there's a problem, I don't want the middleman to take care of it because I don't know what was said because my name's on the building that ultimately at the end of the day. So
right on. Does it provide? Because I know for me, when I was fishing FLW especially, and I got the TH Marine job going on, you're never off. And you owning your own business, you're never off like that. I mean, are you able to shut it off during those competition hours just between the years?
Oh, gosh. No, it's a body shot. It's a body shot, man.
It never stops.
It never stops. And we have a big niche. We do bass boats. So we're big in poly flake bass boats.
Okay.
So wintertime, we get work. Summertime is even more stressful because guys want their boats. I don't want to shut it down. I don't ever want to shut it down.
Right.
You know, but I do have I have a decent crew back home. They I feel bad when I leave them, you know, because they'll text me like, hey, you know, this is happening. I know you're on the water. Just let us know and you take care of it at the end of the day. It's like, man, these guys are sitting there busting their asses. And I'm out here just flagging the 6-pound tester.
I was going to say, you're busting largemouth in the face with 6-pound line, buddy. That's what you were doing. They're busting ass. You're busting those faces. We saw it so many times, dude. And you called me last night. You were like, man, I had you guys freaked out on that 6-pound line, sounds like, on live. And dude, you were just such a pro with it. You never lost your cool. You lost some fish. You just kind of like gather yourself, get right back after it. And I said before I called you, keeping up with professional bass fishing as long as I have, since a kid, I'm obsessed with it. I love the details. I love how tournaments work out. I'm a fan of the sport. And then I've been fortunate enough to be involved in the sport like I have as well. And it's, you see those days. You see the day when the guy has the perfect final day and nothing can go wrong. And about 11 o'clock yesterday, in my mind, I didn't say it out loud. And Fat Cat eventually did before we went off live. But, dude, it was very clear you were having that day. Because we're watching guys like Perkins, who was in second. You were pounding 10 ounces off the lead coming in. You were right there. But we're watching Perkins spin out. We're watching Mike Corbishley spin out. There's people on all their stuff. We're watching Walters pull up, and there's people on his stuff. And I kept saying, it was like you were on a different lake. You're like, oh, there's another one. Power pole down. Dink. Drag goes to singing. Scoop them up, put them in a boat. And every time you'd make a call, I'm like, we'd go to commercial and I'd be like, Fat Cat, dude, he don't have any little ones left. they're all good ones.
I was getting frustrated. And like, I was talking to Buck Mallory at just a little bit ago. And I tell him, I was like, Buck, at 2 o'clock, man, emotionally, mentally, physically, man, I'm like, I'm done. Like, I can't, like, I'm done. My hands hurt. Everything's done. You know what I mean?
It's a long week. My
boat's starting to droop down. My boat's like, man, I'm tired.
You're battered.
And I'm like, no, we got a jump box. We're okay. So I called a couple more times after we got off the air, though. I was having a real difficult time. There were so many fish. I could just see so many fish. And they were so active. There were a couple times I was just like, hey, watch this. I would just cast in and catch it. Like, I knew it wasn't.
Wouldn't even help you. Yeah.
But it was just fun.
Absolutely. We said that a couple times. We're like, look, Drew's just taunting everybody at this point. Like, he's just, oh, there's another one. It won't help me think. Caught it. Talk about that setup, man, because I'm so happy that it worked out for you for so many different reasons. But I'm on the behind the scenes stuff, and I get to bug you guys. You get off the weight, you know, you get off stage, you weigh in your 17 pounds, you're in the top five the first day, so you're going to get a camera for day two. So I do my homework. You and I talked, and you were, out of all the anglers I talked to, you were the most excited. You were the most locked in on what you were going to do. No matter what, come hell or high water, you were going to bedfish. And you were going to do it with basically one thing. You sent me a picture of it because I said, well, I won't blow your details up on day two. You said, hey, man, look, I don't think anybody else is going to do what I'm doing. They're not going to throw this thing. Is that something you've got this Ohio background, obviously, smallmouth guy. That's what you told me last night. You're like, 6-pound line doesn't bug me, dude. I catch big smallmouth all the time. What's a 3-pound largemouth? Where did that Z-Man bait and that head style, is that something you use for smallmouth a lot, that you just adapted to those largemouth at Hartwell?
So that jerk Z or jerk shad, they got a couple different profiles or categories that you can call it, because they send them, then they don't unsend them. It is what it is, right?
So yeah.
It's a little minnow style.
Like so a 3.75, 3.75 inch.
3.75. Yeah. On Erie, I use 4s, 5s, and 7s. So that is actually a new size for 2022 that Z-Man came out with. So I was like, oh, I gotta get a bunch of these. So then I actually stole the idea. Z-Man likes to put out a bunch of pro tips. They always run good tips, tutorials. I don't know if you follow much about Z-Man.
Oh yeah, great,
man,
stuff.
They're top-notch company on the top, right?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, from A to Z. I saw the picture somewhere from someone doing some winter bassing with a similar setup. And I'm like, man, you know what? That's got an 1/8 ounce head, and you can get them down to like 1/64s, 1/32nds. I might be off on my numbers a little bit, but you get the gist of it. I was like, man, that'd be a perfect deal because that Z-Man floats. It's real buoyant.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that looks like a bluegill feeding on their eggs.
Yeah.
So then I tipped the tail in blue. Well, we're on a blue heron lake, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Blue's my favorite color. I mean, that was obvious.
just make, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I tipped that tail, man. That made all the difference, so man, because they would come up to that tail and just be like, you bastard, you're in my nest. And they would just swipe it up.
And I noticed with that head, it's got big eyes on it as well. And
yeah, bluegill got big eyes.
That's
too.
Right. And what I was going to say about that, and this is something that I've believed in for a lot of years that I've kind of kept, I mean, you know, to myself as far as bed fishing, I believe in throwing baits with eyes. Like, I've added eyes to soft plastics. I really do believe it makes a difference. I really do during a spawn. When they're getting that up close and personal look, I think it does make a difference at times. I really do. And I noticed one of the first thing has jumped out at me at that little rig you were throwing.
Yeah, and honestly, the profile and the action and the mimicking of the bluegill, the biggest thing was line, man. You know, and I got to step back. Danny Weems and I are travel partners. Mm-hmm. We started at the middle of last year. Great guy. We have started to – these lakes are huge, right? This is no secret. Him and I practice together, not in the same boat.
But breaking it down.
We're breaking it down together, man. I mean, we are on this trust level of even showing our waypoints together.
It's awesome.
But we're marking them separately. And, you know, and Danny's – I missed Sunday, so Monday I had to go out fresh. So we went out, marked bed, he marked some offshore stuff, and he could not build off the bed thing. So he said, hey man, go do your thing. Right. But I noticed that the line, the dropping down the 6-pound test, it was crazy because when I started using heavier line, the line is what scared them. It wasn't the bait. It was the line.
And they can feel that. Yeah.
I think they can feel it in the water, man.
They can see it. They can feel it. Yeah, I think the bigger line definitely displaces more water at times when you're bringing it. You try to throw past the bed and bring it to them. Yeah, I'm with you.
Sometimes bringing it past the bed didn't work. In the bed, it was like, I got to, like, you could see me out there, man. I was trying to, like, be one with the fish.
For sure. And, you were, man.
Like, there were times I would just sit there and just look at the fish.
Yeah, we saw that a lot. Yeah, you're analyzing. Yeah.
I'm a really high-strung person, but the bed fishing, man, it was just like, this is fun. Like, I was... There's certain stuff that interests me, like card games. Like if you put a card game in front of me, let's just skip the card game and drink beer. Like I can't do it. I would like go look for nuts in the trees or something with the squirrels. But for some reason, the bed fishing, man, I was dialed. Even during practice, I never got bored looking for beds. Never. Never once did I get bored.
How many did you mark coming out of practice? Because this is a number we
98 waypoints.
98.
398.
398. Because we were saying 400 on live, and people were commenting like, whatever. And I'm like, man, I'm just telling you, it was close to 400.
I can show you the numbers. I mean, there's no secret. Some of those numbers are skewed also because if I saw a fish cruise in that area,
of course.
I marked it as a bed.
Of course.
So if I saw four fish, there was four marks.
Of course.
But it was, ironically enough, I had never, ever looked at the area I was in yesterday. Thursday and Friday, I totally hammered the areas that I was in during practice for 2 days. I mean, I went in every cut, pocket, piece of wood. And then on game day Saturday, you know, yesterday morning, I looked at my Lowrance sea map, and I'm looking for those. I'm in secondary creeks with primary creeks, right? So we're going back deeper.
Okay.
But the secondary creek had to make a deep cut down the middle of that. I call it the trimer, you know, the mm-hmm. third creek of the lake. I mean, you're talking 20-foot sections. You could tell I wasn't in very big areas.
No, small pockets for sure. For sure.
Yes, yeah, small, very small, but very deep. So when I was sitting in those deep pockets, they were 16 to 20-foot deep.
Okay.
But there would be a super sharp point, and those were those – that was the key to finding those bass. I could tell you right now, like there was one pocket, man, they were just like, it's like a machine gun went off. I'm like, these fish ain't going to help me. They're all 3-pounders.
Unbelievable.
It was just, but I also went out and caught a small limit yesterday morning. Too.
Quick.
I
didn't know yes. You yes, we did. Yes. And it was before we even got on live, before we got the cameras up and rolling.
Yeah.
You had a limit in the box fast. You were on top of that unofficial leaderboard the second we went live. You had already taken the lead and you never turned loose of it. You were like, no, boys, this is mine. This is mine.
Dude, it was incredible. I mean, just the amount of fish, even on Friday, I actually, you know, everyone keeps saying that I started slow. I didn't actually start slow. I had a limit by 9 o'clock on Saturday, on Friday.
On Friday, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was not starting slow. I didn't update my weights. I was just focused on trying.
Yeah,
I was locked in, man, because on those long, I knew come Saturday we got a high school tournament, which they don't have any rules, right? I mean, they got rules, but
they're everywhere. Three, yeah.
Yeah, they're everywhere. You got locals, you got tri-tunes, pontoons, you got cruisers. I'm like, these offshore guys don't have a chance come Saturday, man. Like,
yeah, that's how
it ain't gonna happen. I hate to say it, but I know how high pressure fish act when there's boat traffic,
especially in that clear water. And they were already spooky on those points.
Yeah,
very spooky.
They were real spooky, and the shad spawn has not taken off yet.
No, not at all.
When the stripers are still out in almost 100 foot of water. That's just a normal day of eating for them fish still,
that's right.
Man. That's, you know, so I don't know. I didn't want to update my weights, but I was focused on finding a couple bigger bites to get up there.
And I told the story before I called you about, I'm not going to say any names, but production, Brad Fuller, making the decision to move the camera.
Don't mention Brad Fuller's name.
Don't mention Brad Fuller's name at all. It was definitely not Brad's decision.
No, it's all right. It's okay. You know what? If that was part of how the stars lined up.
It was, man. It added to the story so much. Yeah.
Pulling the camera.
Yeah, listen, we've given him a lot of crap over that in 2 days. Trust me.
He don't care.
Brad can take it as good as anybody can take it. He can dish it out and he can take it.
Can he, though?
I think so. Yeah, I think he can handle it. I I'll put it this way. I think he can handle what we throw at him. He might not be able to handle what Drew Six throws at him. I don't know. Brad and I have had some heated conversations, but Brad's a good one, man. He's a great one.
Brad's a good dude. They're all good dude, Brad.
It's a family. Alan. Yeah. I was on our website. I saw them all gather around, take a picture with you and your lovely bride there. And I was like, man, this is what this is about. It is a brotherhood. I heard Patrick Walters say that on stage. And Patrick, you know, fishing the Elite Series, he's been around. He's a young man, but he's got big-time tournament experience. And he said that on stage. He said, man, I always heard – because he had to miss our first event there at Cumberland. And he said, you know, I'd heard this league was like a brotherhood, and it is. He said, man, it feels so good. Everybody's so, you know, gets along. It's not cutthroat. And that's what I wanted to bring up next. There's something about you that I feel like – As everybody's getting to know you, man, the number one thing I hear about Drew Six, and now for the rest of the year and for the rest of your life, you're going to be MPFL champion Drew Six that came to Lake Hartwell and kicked those largemouths right in the teeth with that 6-pound line forever. But all I hear about Drew Six last year and this year, you help people. You put people ahead of yourself. You own your own business. Yes, you do a lot of fiberglass work. But, man, I've heard more, hey, I had a trolling motor issue, and Drew Six, man, my motor was active. Because we are in the league, other than Power Pole, and huge shout-out to Power Pole, they've been to multiple.
They don't miss this week.
Yes, they've been at multiple events. But we don't have service crews. We don't have that industry support that other trails do at this current moment. And, man, I hear your name more from guys – Drew took care of Drew. And man, I just want to applaud you for that publicly. You don't strike me as a guy, you don't do it for credit. Like, you like helping people. You like helping your fellow fishermen, and dude, that's just freaking awesome, man. So that, just the win aside, I feel like I don't know a ton about you, but I know enough just with those stories. Like, you're a good man, Drew Six.
Appreciate that, man.
It's awesome to hear, man. And I think that's I think you combined with the other 116 guys, like, that is a great representation of this league, right? Like, it's people. Hell, everybody's kind of, we all came into it last year with a little bit of a chip on our shoulder from the host to the anglers, because we felt like we were, you know, the industry didn't really wrap its arms around us to a full extent. And it's just, it's really cool what we're doing in the league, I feel like. From the anglers to the production to the owners. Like, it's just I don't know, man. I'm real proud to be a part of it, proud to get to know guys like you, and proud to see you hoist that trophy. It's awesome, man. You know, I was looking, had a rough start at Cumberland, which a lot of guys did. It was easy to have a rough start at Cumberland. Cumberland was evil. But now with this win, it's gonna flip-flop a rough start. Dude, you know, you get past Watts Bar, we're headed up your way.
Yeah.
I mean, are we going to see one of those two-time MPFL champions this year?
Look, man, good friend from Ohio, Chris King, taught me years ago, don't ever boast, right?
Right.
Don't ever, I've done it. We've all done it, right? We've always won practice. Everybody wins.
Everybody, that's right. Especially with social media. Everybody's winning.
Yeah, everyone's winning, or everybody wins with their invisible, I lost 5 5-pounders.
Of course, broken line, and yeah, everything, yeah.
Yeah, broken line. I got news for you. I boat flipped 4-pounder with a 6-pounder, change your line.
We saw it.
Seaguar tattoo. But I don't want to boast. There's a few guys, there's a lot of guys, and I'm not downplaying any of the other field. I'm talking about guys that I know in the region that will come out there and hammer them, because Great Lakes is a very unique facility.
Totally different deal. Yep.
You know that. And I'll actually be throwing 4-pound line up there.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll maybe explain that later on down the road.
Yeah. Don't give that up yet. Save that juice.
But I know the upper part of Michigan, I'll struggle just a little bit. Not a lot, but the latter of that, the Ohio event, like I said, I don't want to say anything. Obviously, it plays a little bit in my backyard.
You got it circled on the calendar. Let's just put it that way. You were pumped to see the league coming there, buddy. Come on. You can say that. You can say that.
Yeah, I'm a little pumped, but I'm also a little nervous also.
I get that. Home lake advantage.
There's a little more. Yeah. Wow, there's a home lake disadvantage.
That's right.
Also.
Pressure. That's, yeah, man. Well, you'll get to sleep in your own bed for that one, correct? You'll be close?
Yeah, it's an hour and 15-ish, okay. So I'll be going home every night.
That's awesome.
During the tournament, I will stay up there. Okay. Because believe it or not, it's so weird, man. I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning on tournament days. I wake up at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. I'm like, woo, time to go.
Now, is that your Marine background in that?
Kelsey, do I get up at 2 o'clock at home? No, man.
I love it, Kelsey. Thank you for that. He's like, no, he doesn't get out of bed.
Bonus time. Yeah, she calls it bonus time when I wake up early. That's her time.
I love it.
But we get up around 6-ish, talk for a half hour, fight a little bit, and then we go about our day.
That's
around
right.
7.
That sounds like here at the Duncan House.
I don't know why I get up, man. I just
it's fired up.
Like this morning. Yeah, this morning I was up 4 o'clock. Boom, let's go. But I know when I get home, man, I'm gonna be like, yep, we're back to it. 7 o'clock sounds good.
Yeah, I think that when you leave a tournament week, I always say that even doing the coverage, we're on one, man, with the adrenaline. And like yesterday with you, you were having so much fun and we were feeding off that energy, and we had I think it was our best show in 2 years yesterday. I fully
believe
that.
No, there's no way.
No, it was, man. It was great. Like, your energy, like, it was just, everything was smooth. Production-wise, like, it was. We were talking about it last night. Like, it was my favorite. To the public, it might not have been. I don't know. But for me, it was my favorite day of coverage we've had. Fat Cat said the same. You were just feeling it so much. And it was slow. I will say that, like, overall fish catch-wise for the other guys we were covering. But, dude, you were just electric. And how excited you were, you could feed off that energy, and it was cool. But what I'm getting at is, though, that adrenaline, man, you're so locked in tournament mode and practice mode. And for me, I'm good, and I run on that adrenaline until I get to the house in Tennessee, and then it all just goes whoop at the end of a week, whether I'm covering an event, fishing an event. So yeah, I'd say when you get back home, you're going to be it's all going to hit you, like really sink in. And that energy is going to kind of slide out maybe for a couple of days.
I hope not. I mean, I got Watts Bar I got to lead it into, which that'll be an interesting event.
Should be, man. Should be a good one, though. I'm excited that we're going there. I've only fished there a couple times, but I'm proud that the league that we do showcase different lakes than a lot of trails do. So I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised at how that one goes overall. For everybody.
Yeah, I'll be sitting offshore in that event.
So. Yeah, I think that's going to be a good old Tennessee River tournament, to say the least. You guys, we kind of threw you guys a curve by going to Pickwick in July last year. It was a good event, but it was tough. You guys are going to have fun at Watts Bar.
Yeah,
I would say
it's going to be hot too.
Yeah, well, finally, man, we had nights in the low 30s last week here. finally kind of making that turn. It's going to be in the 80s this week, so finally starting to kind of get
there
in our normal May weather. Yeah, we're going to get caught up a little bit. But, I mean, water temperature was in the low 60s just last week around these parts. So, and that's rare for us now. Our fish are normally really close to being finished with the spawn by now, and, man, it's still full bore around here. Kind of like Hartwell. You know, you guys, that was another thing that we said on live a lot. The delayed spring really helped our event because so many fish were still spawning. And they do spawn into late April over there, don't get me wrong, but the Bassmaster Classic was there a little over a month ago, and there were fish on the bed then. So we really caught a break with it. It just, you know, like you said, all the stars lining up, full moon, delayed spring, cold nights, and, man, it just kept those big ones coming to Drew Six.
I thought you guys said the spawn was over.
I did. Hey, listen, buddy, let me just tell you, you go back and watch it. We said, because you told me, hey, man, I found 400, got all these fish found, and then from the guys we watched, it's like, ooh, there's a lot of empty beds. There's not as many spawners. And then you proved us wrong. You're like, hey, more may come. And you told me that Thursday night. And so Fat Cat, his exact quote was, hey, we're going to go to dinner, and we're going to have a big buffet of crow tonight, Luke and I, because we don't know what we're talking about. So we were glad you proved us wrong on live yesterday, to say the very least. But yeah, we did call it. It did have a feeling like it was going away, though.
Loaded up yesterday.
Yeah, man.
If I would have had another fourth-day tournament, if it was like a four-day tournament, I'd have been whacking them again, probably.
Unbelievable. Were you still seeing like fresh ones move in yesterday afternoon?
So I went to a creek. So I got closer to the boat ramp. Obviously
had a battery issue.
I don't want to quote somebody from last year. And I'm saying this with all respect to Brandon Perkins. But you don't want to break down when you're far away with a good bag.
That's right.
And you made a comment to me about calculating the trolling motor last night.
Yep.
That calculation is running through my head all day.
Mm-hmm.
I know the limits of my boat. I know the limits of my fuel. I know the limits of my batteries. Like, you guys were spazzing about batteries. I had two spare lithiums behind the passenger seat. I had a jump pack behind the driver's
seat. So awesome. Prepared.
And I could parallel all my trolling motor batteries. I'll get that motor started.
You aren't worried about it.
I'll hand crank it if I have to.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it. But I was prepared. So anyways, so I got back to the boat ramp area. I went ahead of the boat ramp and went down a creek, caught up, and found about 25 more beds back there.
Jeez.
And they were just sitting on the beds. But I'm also looking Bert, you ever heard of Bert Mullet?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so Bert Mullet's a very deep spawn lake for smallmouth. The big ones come out 20 foot of water. The 2.5, 3.5 come in, 12 to 16. You got a flog for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking in that 6 to 10 foot range for those largemouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of guys, what I could see on the banks, those guys were just way too tight, man. They're just so tight.
Up in the dirt, yeah.
They're up in the dirt, making the dirt, moving the water around, chasing the fish around. They're like, the fish ran away. It's like, well, dude, your prop was busting its ass.
That's right. Like, it had a Minn Kota against its gill plate.
Well, we have Ghost, a Ram.
Yes, and I'm a Garmin guy. I shouldn't even have said that.
Yeah, so you're a Forest guy.
Forest guy, you're a Ghost guy.
I don't want a T-Rex on the front of my boat. I'm good. But I was able to look at that C-Map reveal. I don't know if you ever looked at C-Map reveal, but it like you could do your filters and shadings and all that stuff. Dude, it was just like I put in my adjustments. I tuned to Lowrance and I hit go, and it showed every pocket how I wanted it to set up.
That's awesome,
in
man.
My head. And I was like, okay, let's go there.
So you're basically calling your shots at that point.
I called my shots yesterday.
That's awesome, man. That gives me chills.
And that's, I mean, it was just incredible. And then around that noon time frame, I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to call these fish out.
Well, that's something else we talked about on live is, you know, man, he's getting in that weight category where He's got to find some real big ones to call some of these smaller fish he's got.
Yeah, and an 18-pound bag, which I had 19-1.
Right, yeah.
The 19-1 bag down there is a good
That's
bag.
A big stringer on hardwood, yes. No matter the time of year. I mean, like, 22-pound bags are about as big as you ever hear of, even in the pre-spawn on Hartwell. So, yeah.
Yeah, but we're talking a three-day tournament.
Of course. Yeah, after they've been beat on, 116 guys have gone round and round. No, to catch that on the final day, save your best for last, it's incredible, man. My hat's off to, like, it's an incredible event. Like, well played, sticking to your guns, ignoring the fact that Fat Cat and I don't know what we're talking about, and just catching them, man. It was a pleasure to watch you. I'm super proud for you, dude. And hell, I hope we see you get to lift another one of those shields this year.
I'm going to work pretty hard at working towards three of them. I'll settle for two.
Okay.
if I don't get two, I'll take the one. My mom always said it's okay to eat humble pie.
But I mean, if you win another one or two, you're okay with that too. You'll still be humble.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Yeah.
Drew Six, I appreciate you taking the time out to do this, man, this morning. Congratulations to you and your family. You're a good man. You're a great angler, and proud I got to be a part of it, man.
Yeah, Luke, I appreciate it. Thanks to everybody. The family came down. My dad was there. My uncle was there. She's here. She's still here. I think she's crying still, but we got tissues. Great Lakes Yurt Company stood. I mean, they were just watching it from day one. They get me down here. They get me back home. You know, the big ones, Lawrence, Mercury. Shout out to Z-Man. Rock and roll, man. See you at Watch Bar.
Yes, sir. Drew Six, everybody. Thank you, Drew.
Have a good day, buddy.
You too. Drew Six. It's an awesome individual, man. Drew was a Marine for several years. He's got a really cool background, and something I didn't touch on there. I talked to Drew the first day of the tournament, and he mentioned it, just mentioned it there. Our first day of practice happened to coincide with Easter. It was on Easter Sunday. They had a church service down at the ramp for a lot of our anglers, but some of our anglers elected not to practice on Sunday, and I have immense respect for that. They spent time with their families, and Drew stayed home with his family on Easter Sunday, made the sacrifice, 1 day of practice, 2 days of practice, 398 bedding fish, which a lot of them got caught. A lot of them were gone. Finds new fish. You hear him. He had those, had his Lawrence map dialed in. Listen, he used one bait, one rod Todd all week. Incredible performance. Drew Six, your stop number two NPFL champion. It's cool, man. Good man right there. Make sure you're following. I think it's Six Angling on Instagram. Drew Six. Want to say a huge congrats to everybody that made the top 10 at the pro circuit. It's going on right now. I'm recording this in the middle of the day, so no clue who's going to win down there on my home lake, Pickwick. But my buddy BK, Brad Knight, had a big event, was able to jump back up there. I think finished like 15th. But Andrew Loberg made the final day there. Justin Lucas, John Canada. Too many folks to name there. But going to be an interesting one to see how that shakes out. We'll try to get the winner of that on next week's show. Appreciate each and every one of you listening to my rambling, to my insanity. Appreciate y'all tuning in to NPFL Live. Again, I'm grateful for the opportunity. I love what I get to do there. It's a lot of fun for me. And I'm proud to get to, you know, to be a part of these guys' stories and watch it all go down from behind the scenes and be a small part of what that league is trying to accomplish. It's an honor, man. It's an honor. But we'll take y'all out with some Biloxi Blues. We'll see y'all next week for some more LBL. Be sure to hug your mama. I'll see y'all next Monday.
From Jacksonville to Tupelo, I never could make it last. Spanish moss and Civil War ghosts, well, I'm gonna leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter, east or west, north, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. And I got three good times. despair. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude. Wow.
Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.